HMs. I got it from my mama.
For the Little Unicorn Childhood Centres.
Explore, play, discover, grow.
Hey, it's Arj. This week on the show, good family pets. What are they? Plus our second instalment of how to keep your kids safe, how to know if they are being targeted, and also tickets to Mr. Makeup. Newcastle Hunter Mums, Beck and Sarge. Oh my God, Beck, our border collie. Oh my God.
I can't believe you still have him because this is not the first time you've gone, oh my God, the border collie.
This dog, Monty, by the way, he used to be like our child to the point where I'd bath him once a week. Every day when I got home from the radio, I'd take him, you know, on an outing to the beach or somewhere fun like a dog park. I'd also dress him up and put a little bow tie on him after his bath every week. Now he walks around the backyard all bedraggled. He's got, oh my God, this makes me feel so guilty. He's got dreadlocks in his beautiful hair. He's overweight. It's just a nightmare because I have these two small children. I don't get to look after him properly anymore. And it's really sad. So kids and pets. Having said that, my 2.5-year-old and him are now starting to sort of get on, but I have to watch it because she does weird things like pull his tail, which I'm just like, oh my God, have you seen the size of his jaws?
He's an outside pet, I presume.
Yeah.
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 Great. I don't like inside pets.
You don't like inside pets?
Mm-mm. And the chicken, we have five chickens. One of them.
Yeah.
And they try to come inside and then it's this big, get the chicken out, get the chicken out. Things you never thought you'd say as a mom.
I have been privy to a get the chicken yeah, out. Yeah. It's full on.
But I don't like animals inside. I mean, I do have a really highly allergic son to dog fur and cat
fur
and
well,
things
like that. Okay, well,
that's concerning. So that's enables me to say, look, I'm really sorry. You can't bring your dog around.
Well, such a boring mom.
Oh, Maddie's not here. Oh, well, you know, the fur will remain, so you just can't bring the dog around. Damn.
Yeah, and I think this is something to think about if you are thinking of getting a pet and you are thinking of getting pregnant. Don't do what we did and get a massive big border collie because it's not a dog that's friendly for a big family, I don't think, really, unless you're really – You've got lots of time.
Yeah, that's right. And who does? What's that?
Are you a mum?
Did you mean the herb? I have a lot of that because I'm doing it. Time. I have a lot of that this week because
like,
I double ordered it in my shopping order this week. I thought that's what you meant because that's the only time I have.
I thought, Beck, there could be a woman out there with five kids and heaps of time.
No? I don't think so.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Introduce her to me and I'll question her.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe
so
that.
So I reckon that sort of dog with kids, no. What sort of pets do you think are okay with kids? What about a goldfish or something?
I kill them. So we've put a goldfish ban on.
Yeah,
we don't,
well, I have had a few goldfish deaths myself.
Yeah, they're not the nicest. I've heard that reptiles are meant to be the best, and I am no reptile lover.
Okay.
But we are on the countdown to getting a bearded dragon, and I've been swayed in the right direction. Okay. And only because, as I said, we have chickens and they're just the best pets you can get.
Are they?
Yeah,
they're
just fantastic.
Do they lay the eggs?
Yeah, mine don't anymore, but they did and that was great. And then
what
the kids
do you mean they
out,
don't anymore?
Oh, they've just passed their laying stage.
Okay.
Probably going through menopause or whatever it is. I don't know.
Are they cranky beds?
Some of them can be, yes.
Hot flashes?
Probably. One was shaking its feathers at me the other day doing some weird thing. So,
tell us about this bearded dragon. What is it?
It's a lizard.
Okay.
And Matthew has been told he's allowed a bearded dragon because he looks after the chickens very well. So
okay.
It's a reward.
Right.
But I'm just trying to do a lot of research because it's not as easy as, hey, go down to the pet shop and buy a bearded dragon. You need the tent and the light and the heat and this and this and this and this and this and this. So it's a bit complicated. So
sounds a bit high maintenance.
Well, apparently low maintenance once you've done the high maintenance part.
Oh, at the start.
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike children. You have the birth, which is high maintenance, and they're high maintenance forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wish I'd given birth to a bearded dragon. Newcastle Hunter Mums Beck and Sarge. Our second instalment of Keeping Kids Safe this week. We are going to talk about domestic violence and how it affects our children. Staggering statistic, 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in their lifetimes. Nicole, wow, what a profession for you to choose. It must be really hard.
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunately just a number that's increasing as awareness is raised, which is great in terms of bringing attention to the topic, but it's bringing more people forward. So 1 in 4 is probably minimising it, really.
What about domestic violence from family members to directly onto a child in itself? What kind of things would we be talking about there?
Children, definitely. There is an increase in presentation for physical assaults on children. You know, increasingly I'm seeing children who are presenting with diagnosed anxiety conditions or developmental delays, and when we start to kind of dig a little deeper, or there's paediatric assessments that come along, then we see that there's been exposure to violence, or they've been a victim of violence, or they've been a victim of some other type of assault, sexual assault, emotional abuse, just the list just is endless, really, and then you start to see the more detrimental and longer term effects on kids. Over time.
Just touching on your last point about sexual assaults and, mm-hmm. and things like that that could occur in a child's home, yep. Are there any signs that parents should be aware of that may indicate that their child's in danger? It might not be from them, obviously, but how would a parent know that somebody that they might trust might mm-hmm. be actually hurting their child?
The research points to things like that parents need to be really vigilant in terms of the changes in their children's behaviour. So if the child is becoming more reclusive or more extroverted or more, hypervigilant, or they're complaining of more psychosomatic issues like pains in the stomach, headaches, not wanting to do things, or they're suddenly turning up with an abundance of gifts or extra money or, things along those lines. They're sometimes subtle, but often perpetrators of sexual assault against children are targeting specific children. They're grooming them. These types of things happen generally over a period of time. They're not often one-off incidences, unfortunately, or it's not something that's happened as a opportunistic. The child is groomed. There's plenty of groundwork, for want of a better way of putting it, that goes into perpetrators targeting specific children. So children who are isolated, children whose parents work long hours, the child's in care a lot, they may not have a lot of things, and so they're easily, swayed with material things or money or things along those lines that make them vulnerable, or they don't get a lot of attention. You know, perpetrators of sexual assault against children and pedophiles in particular spend a lot of time targeting specific children. Yeah. And parents need to be, looking at their own children and understanding the changes in their children's behaviour and asking questions and encouraging open conversations and making sure that children are aware of, safe people that they can go to and what's okay and what's not okay in terms of their body.
Thank you so much for your time, Nicole, and you've helped so many parents, so we really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, hello there. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Maker, how are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Hey, Mr. Maker, my daughter has a question for you. She wanted to know, if you were a shape, what shape would you be?
Oh, that is a good question. That is a good question. I think probably the rectangle. I think rectangle, because he's the tallest. He's the bounciest. He's probably one of the best dancers as well. And if you come to see the live show, you'll know that that's true with me, of course. And also, he is the clumsiest as well. So that's probably me. I am a rectangle.
And this is Beck. She is a square.
Oh, really?
She is a bit of a square. She does most of the work.
Oh, well, that's good. No, that's good to hear. Well, square is pretty cool in our show because he's the break dancer as well. So square's very cool.
Oh, I'm definitely no break dancer, but I would really like to know, how do you really make things in a minute?
Just lots and lots of practice. And I love saying that to the mini makers as well. Even Mr. Maker has to practice making things as well. And that's the great thing about art, though. It's not like mathematics or science. There's not a precise answer, a right or wrong answer like there is in a maths exam. Art is all about your own creativity and expressing yourself and having fun.
I don't have a very big craft collection because I get kid craft anxiety, I think.
Me
you
too.
Would call it.
Oh my God, because the kids have ruined everything in my house. Yeah. The lounge is ruined. This friend of mine came over for a wine and a pizza the other night and she's trying to get pregnant. And I said, don't buy anything nice because your children will ruin everything.
Oh, well, that's something that I talk about quite often with parents and grandparents. Glitter comes up as a topic of conversation quite often. And I do say, if it makes you feel any better, I sympathise, I apologise. And glitter is all over my house as well. It is everywhere.
It's horrible. I have an extremely serious question to ask that one of our listeners wanted to ask, and that was, is there a Mrs. Maker? Because she would be interested if you were.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to say, I'm you can't see because this is radio, but I'm blushing here. I can guarantee that I am blushing, and I'm very flattered indeed. There isn't a Mrs. Maker. I'm not married. Mr. and Mrs. Maker, that could be an idea for a spin-off.
Very
show.
Cool. A spin-off.
We can have a whole new show with maybe a family of makers.
Mini
well.
Makers.
That'd be cool. Yeah, Grandpa Maker and Grandma Maker and everything. So that'll
great.
Be that may be an idea for another day. But it's a lovely message, and I'm very, very flattered indeed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Maker. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Lovely.
Oh, morning.
To see you.
Morning, sorry.
It's all right. No, it's great. It's about time I got on Australian time anyway. So good evening.
And now to win tickets to Mr. Maker, just review us via your Apple Podcasts app with your full name. Good luck.
For the Little Unicorn Childhood Centres, explore, play, discover, grow.